But to be honest, you know, we got our hands full this week. You know, we got a great running back, you know, and Big Ben's been able to command, and that offense is running smooth. I think we're sixth in the NFL. Yeah. So we got our hands full. So we can talk at the end of the season when everything's said and done.
I was just saying, it segues nicely into this week because maybe one of the biggest running back challenges, running game challenges. Bell, what does he bring?
You know, I watched him coming out of Michigan State, you know, and he's a very versatile back. He's very graceful. He reads his blocks, and then he's not a guy that's going to just hit a hole. He's going to be patient, allow it to open up, and then make his one cut. And I've seen him make some amazing runs. And the thing that that kind of bumped out to my eyes was that he has 76 catches on the year for 700 and something yards. He's second in the team. So that's a surprising fact to me, but I think that's something that it's just going to add another element to what we have to do defensively to match up against him.
What makes Big Ben so special?
I mean, other than his two Super Bowl wins, he's a guy that doesn't get rattled. He'll throw it into tight spots, but he's a guy that even if you have him down, I don't think he's ever down. He's one of those quarterbacks that just knows how to keep plays alive, scramble, and he's not fast, but he's deceivingly quick and just maneuvering. That's what makes him great. And I think, you know, you have to put him up there as one of the elite quarterbacks, especially with the year that he's having right now. You know, he's just very efficient in what he does.
Have we talked about Antonio Brown yet? Is he keeping you up at night?
This team, yeah, he's 115 catches. It's just, like I said, it's just another element of what defensively that we have to be able to match up against. You know, I've seen him go against double coverage and beat him. I've seen him go single coverage and beat it. He's a handful. So we might lose a couple hours of sleep trying to figure out how we're going to stop him. But I think what we have to do best is limit our explosive plays. Whether that be the run, pass, if we can just make them drive the ball down the field every single time they have it, we're giving our offense an opportunity. Because if it just becomes a point battle, we're not doing ourselves any justice. So we have to be able to limit the big plays and be able to match up with these guys.
Yeah, they've got like 40 yard plus plays.
Yeah. No, it's the elements that they have. It's unreal. But we have the personnel. And like I said, I think you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Deceivingly, we are still the number one seven.
Well, he's thrown 8 300 yard games, and you guys haven't allowed one.
Yeah, like I said, I think at the end of the day, if we can just limit the big plays, whether they have 400, 500 yards, if we win this game, this gives us another chance to go to the playoffs. And all our mind is being able to respect what we do and going to Pittsburgh, and we got to play tough, hard-nosed football.
Of course, he's had 2 500 yard games. But my whole thing is with Pittsburgh, when you think of Pittsburgh, you think of Mean Joe Green, or you think of the James Harrison and Palomar Super. But it's offense you think about now. I mean, that's quite a switch in their identity, isn't it?
Well, I think Dick LeBeau's our defense is mm-hmm. still great.
Right.
And not to take anything away from what they're doing defensively, but offensively, you know, surprisingly, you know, with losing Mike Wallace and Emmanuel Sanders, mm-hmm. they haven't lost a step in their offense. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the second year under Todd Haley, so their offense is really, really running efficiently, and now they've been able to run the ball really well. And I think now that you got the run game going, it sets up your play action, it sets up Ben in the pocket. And obviously you got Antonio Brown where he's pretty unreal.